Turning to Psalms 85. Psalms 85 tonight. Amen. We're going to read this whole psalm. It's only 13 verses. And I trust God will help us as we look to his word tonight. I'd like to see things break out to where people in this community know something's going on. Praise God. Amen. Psalms 85, verse 1. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Amen. Verse 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Amen. You may be seated. I don't know. I just been pondering over these verses all this week. And I want to just take a thought out of these verse 6. Revive us again. Revive us again. I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel like we need it done all over again. It's good for us to talk about times past, the revivals of bygone years, and I thank God for all the blessings that has come our way in the past. This church has had some of the greatest revivals, amen, we have ever witnessed. Amen, in our lives. I remember the great revival of 1995. Amen. And I remember Brother Roy telling his children, said, this is one in a lifetime. We'll always remember it. But there's something inside of me that just says, do it again, Lord. Amen. Revive us again. We're not living in a day and an hour where God can't and God won't move. Amen. It's up to us to draw near. Amen. To the cross and the power of God, that we may see what God has for this generation. I don't know. There's so much that I've got on my heart tonight, and I probably won't get to all of it. Amen. As Brother Ralph Cox would say, I've got more stuff than I got time. Amen. But in this 21st century that we're living in, evil forces are at work right now more than I have ever seen in all of my life. Amen. False religions and the occult abounds on every side. Moral standards have plunged to a new low. Amen. Home and families are floundering. Children are abused and undisciplined. Young people seek their thrills in self-destroying drugs and alcohol. Crime is epidemic. Corruption has invaded the highest ranks of government and religion. Nuclear warfare holds civilization at its mercy. Are y'all still listening to me? Nothing but revival can solve the problems of our world today. And the cry of my heart is, revive us again. Amen. I remember I've read a good bit of history of our nation. Amen. Revival, a great revival came preceding World War I. People were swept into the kingdom of God by multitudes. Amen. And again, preceding World War II, a great revival came and folks went to church and prayed. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Before the Korean War, amen, when many of our men went to the foreign soils and fought, amen, for freedom and liberty. Amen. But now it seems like that there is a drought in the land. Y'all still with me? Amen. But it seems to me that there is a cry coming out of the hearts of the people of God all over this country. In the holiness movement, there are those that are crying to God for another mighty manifestation of the power and the Spirit of God. Amen. Are those prayers going to be answered? Amen. Is God going to turn a deaf ear? Come on here. Will revival come as God said it would? Amen. There's something inside of me that's looking with anticipation that revival will come again. Revive us again. Amen. You've got to draw near to God. Come on here. Amen. I believe in collective prayers. I believe in praying with the church in the house of God. Help me here. I believe in praying in the church at the altar. Amen. I believe, come on here. I love to hear people pray, amen, that you can tell in one sentence of their prayer where they're accustomed to praying or not. There's something in it that's got an urgency about it. Amen. And I pray, oh God, revive us again. Amen. That thy people may know that you're still on the throne. Amen. As much as I love collective prayers by the saints of God and around the altars. Amen. We need prayer warriors that know how to pray at home. Amen. In the wood pile. Amen. In the woods in an old stump. Praise God, down in the barnyard. Amen. Or driving down the road if you have to. Amen. But call on the name of the Lord. Amen. In the prayer closet of your home. Amen. Until the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Amen. And we are praying not just words. Come on here. Not just repetitive words. Amen. That we've said for the last 2 years over and over again. But until the Holy Ghost comes down upon us. Amen. And we sense that God's holiness is near. Help me here. I want to tell you, I'm looking for that presence of God to overshadow the people of God until revival comes in the home. Revival comes in the prayer closet. Revival comes in the barnyard. Revival comes when the saints of God, amen, come on here, amen, get beyond just saying words. But when the Holy Ghost comes down, amen, and the Spirit of the Lord, amen, rest upon great God, rest upon us. And there's an urgency to pray. There's a desire to pray. There's a desire to call on the name of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Bible said the Spirit makes intercession with groanings which could not be uttered. I want to tell you, we need to learn again the urgency of the Holy Ghost in prayer until that Spirit comes upon us. Brother Gallagher, great God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Brother Gallagher preached at the preacher's meeting this past week on praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, what a message. Praise God. Amen. When you get in that place of prayer until the presence of God rests upon you. Amen. Are y'all still with me? There's been times, amen, that I've got to that place. Amen. Where the Spirit comes down. And all I can say is, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. And after a while, great God, the Spirit comes down. Amen. And speaking and praying in tongues. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. Amen. I want to tell you, woo, I'm feeling good. Y'all gonna have to sit there for a while if you want to. Amen. But I believe that there's praying. Amen. In other tongues. Amen. Did y'all know the Holy Ghost knows every tongue and every dialect in the world? There are hundreds of difference of tongues and dialects and languages, but the Holy Ghost knows all of them. I said the Holy Ghost knows all of them. Amen. Coming back on the airplane from Israel. Amen. Brother Bond took sick and passed out in the aisle. 35,000 feet in the air. Praise God. No doctors on board. No nurses there. Praise God. Brother Clifton Gallagher got down in the floor on his hands and knees and started praying. Amen. For Brother Bond. And when he did, the Holy Ghost came on him. And he began to speak in tongues. Praise God. In the presence of the Lord, 35,000 feet in the air, came into the airplane and healed Brother Bond. Great God. Woo! I'm feeling the Holy Ghost here. Amen. The stewardess on that airplane was an Egyptian lady. Amen. Tears is running down her cheeks. And she came to Brother Gallagher. And she said, sir, you folks are different. I don't know y'all, but there's just something different about this group. Amen. She said, I've been on aircraft, amen, from groups in the United States, but there's something different about y'all. And tears are running down her cheeks. And she said, where did you learn Arabic language? Woo! Glory to God. Brother Gallagher said, I can't hardly speak good English. Amen. She said, you spoke perfect Arabic language. And I understood every word. Great God. Holy Ghost, come down again. And tell the people of God, pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. But did you know? Woo! Hey, 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 hey. There's something moving in this place. There's the gift of tongues. There's other tongues. There's new tongues. But then there is the unknown tongue. Praise God that nobody knows. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Amen. The devil, come on here. The devil knows when you're speaking in Arabic what you're saying. He knows what you're saying when you speak in Chinese. But when you get in that prayer closet and the Holy Ghost comes on you and you get in that heavenly unknown tongue, the devil don't know a thing you're saying. You got a direct line to the glory world. I want to tell you, we need more of that. Woo! Lift your hands and praise the Lord. Revive us again. Revive us. We've had it. Amen. But we need it again. I said we need it again. Not just, come on here. I'm a shouter when the shouter comes. I want to shout and dance in the Spirit. Amen. But we need to get some time beyond that shout until the Holy Ghost comes upon us. And we, come on here, we feel that power from another world that comes upon the church. Amen. He's here. I said, revive us again. Do it again, Lord. Hey, hey, hey. I ain't out of stuff, but I feel like the Holy Ghost right now wants the people of God to get in that place of closet prayer where there's nobody but you and God. When that power comes down, you don't care who's looking at you. You don't care who's watching you. When that anointing is present, hey man, you don't care. Come on, come on here, saints. Hey man, I need a church. Hey man, they'll come on with me. Pull up in the traces. When you get in that spirit of worship and prayer, hey man, it doesn't matter who's here or who's not here. You're only interested in one thing, and that is talking to Him that is on the throne, and then in Him talking back to you through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Come on, everybody stand. I got more, but I feel like the Holy Ghost is here. Amen. If you want to get in that closet, oh, glory, glory, get in that place where it doesn't matter, amen, who's kneeling next to you or who's standing next to you. But you want God by His holy power and Spirit to move in your life. Oh, Holy Ghost, revive us again. Do a mighty work of the Spirit in our lives, oh God. We pray, Lord, that Your Spirit will move upon the saints in this service. Move, oh, pray, oh God, until our hearts are saturated and charged with that precious unction and anointing of the Spirit. Praise God.
God, for the Son of Thy word, for Jesus who has died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, Thy the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, Thy the glory. Thy Spirit have lied. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, Thine the glory. Revive us again. Oh, hallelujah, Thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, Thine the glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise. to the Lamb that was slain, who has bore all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for that spirit of life, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise to the God of all grace, who has brought us and taught us and guided our way. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, God the glory. Revive us again. Oh, hallelujah, God the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, God the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May your soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Oh, we praise thee, oh God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
feel the revival breaking out in me. Oh, 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 I feel the revival breaking out in me. Well, I've been praying all day long, got my shouting shoes on. I feel the revival breaking out in me. Well, I feel the revival breaking out in me. Oh, 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 I feel the revival breaking out in me. I've been praying all day long, got my shouting shoes on. I feel the revival breaking out in me. Well, I don't know what you came to the service for. All I know was the blessing when you came to the door. All day long, we've got our shouting shoes on. I feel the revival breaking out in me. Well, I feel the revival breaking out in me. Oh, I feel the revival breaking out in me. I've been praying all day long, got my shouting shoes on. I feel the revival breaking out in me. What you came to the service for. All I know is a blessing when you walk through the door. We've been praying all day long, we've got our shouting shoes on. I feel the revival breaking out in me. Oh, I feel the revival breaking out in me. Oh, I feel the revival breaking out in me. Oh, I've been praying all day long, got my shouting shoes on. I feel the revival breaking out in me. Well, I've come to the service to sing and pray, to magnify Jesus and worship in every way. He saved my soul, sanctified me. I feel the revival breaking out in me. Well, I feel the revival breaking out in me. Oh, I feel the revival breaking out in me. Well, I've been praying all day long.